Chapter 3. Diving in the Deep Blue Sea. The next day, Dr. Blake showed the team the oxygen tanks.
"Today, we're diving with these," he said. "You know how to use an oxygen tank, Inkum, don't you?"
"Of course I do, Dr. Blake," said Skink arrogantly. "I've used an oxygen tank many times before."
"Then you can teach Hal and Roger how to use it," said Dr. Blake.
Hal didn't want to learn anything from Skink, because Skink was very arrogant and didn't have patience to teach.
"All right," Skink said. "Watch what I'm doing, and do it too. First, put on the flippers and masks, then the belt with the heavy weights. The weights stop us rising to the surface."
Skink threw his oxygen tank over his shoulder, and Hal and Roger did the same. The tanks were heavy.
"You won't feel the weight in the water," said Skink. "Put the mouth section in your mouth. Breathe through your mouth. It's like a snorkel."
Dr. Blake was watching them.
"The oxygen tank is a great invention. Jacques Cousteau was responsible for it," he said. "Now we can move under the sea and feel very comfortable. There's enough air in the oxygen tank for about an hour."
Hal, Roger and Skink jumped into the water.
"If you see anything interesting, try and bring it up," Dr. Blake shouted before their heads went under the water.
Hal felt like a fish, moving easily through the water. He swam down to the coral. The water was very deep, and Hal trembled. "I mustn't be frightened," he thought. He sank lower in the water. It was dark, and the water was cold. After a few minutes, his eyes got accustomed to the darkness. He saw some long, thin objects moving around in the water. At first, he thought they were sea plants, but then he understood that they were the tentacles of a big octopus sitting on the bottom of the sea. Hal was frightened, and he wanted to escape. He swam upwards, trying to reach the surface. But something big and dark was in his way. Hal looked up and was horrified. A giant shark was swimming above him. Hal tried to be calm, but his body was very cold, and he started trembling again.
"What can I do?" he thought. "There's an octopus under me and a giant shark above me. What will the shark do? Maybe it will swim away, or it may bite my arm or leg. Is this kind of shark dangerous?"
The shark was very near. Hal looked around for a place to hide and saw some little caves inside the coral reefs.
"Those caves are big enough for me, but too small for the shark or the octopus," he thought. "I'll be safe in there."
He dived into one of the caves and swam inside for a few meters. Then he turned and looked back at the entrance. The shark was coming closer. Its big mouth was visible at the entrance of the cave. The shark blocked the light, and it was very dark in the cave. Hal waited a little, very frightened. "I hope the shark can't see me and will go away," he thought. Something touched Hal's leg. He looked down, but it was very dark, and he couldn't see anything. The shark moved a little, and light came in the cave. Hal saw a creature similar to a snake, with two eyes, an open mouth, and lots of sharp teeth.
"It's a giant eel," he thought. "I should take it for Dr. Blake's specimen tank. But how? I haven't got any equipment, only my hands."
Then he had an idea.
"My dad said that sharks and eels are enemies, and eels bite sharks," he thought. "If I take this eel with me, the shark will swim away from us. Yes, I must try to catch the eel."
Hal tried to catch the eel, but it was too fast. Its mouth closed on Hal's arm. Hal felt a strong pain, and blood came from his arm. The shark at the cave entrance smelt the blood.
Again, it pushed its enormous face into the entrance and blocked the light. Hal tried to be calm in the darkness. While Hal was in the cave, Roger and Skink were swimming near the coral reef looking for him. The giant shark suddenly saw them, moved away from the cave entrance, and swam towards them. Hal watched the shark go, confused. Then he saw Roger and Skink.
"They were looking for me, and now the shark will attack them," Hal thought.
Skink saw the shark approach, but Roger didn't. Skink didn't signal to Roger that there was a shark behind him. Instead, he turned and quickly swam to the lively lady. Roger watched Skink perplexed. Then he turned and saw the shark. He was shocked and very frightened. He didn't know what to do. Hal was watching the shark. He was worried about Roger, but he couldn't go and help him because the eel was still holding Hal's arm in its mouth. He tried not to move, waiting for the eel to open its mouth and free him. Fortunately, at that moment, Dr. Blake arrived with a sharp knife in his hand. He pointed to the ladder of the boat, signaling to Roger to swim to a safe place, but Roger could not leave Dr. Blake in this dangerous situation alone. Roger took his knife from his belt, and they confronted the shark together. In the cave, the eel opened its mouth, and Hal's arm was finally free. He moved quickly, putting his hands around the eel's body and holding it tightly. Both Hal and the eel wanted to escape from the cave. Together, they swam out of the cave into the open water. Suddenly, Dr. Blake and Roger saw a fascinating spectacle. Hal was swimming out of a cave holding a giant eel. Hal's hands were near the head of the eel, and his legs held the tail. He looked as if he was riding the eel. The shark wanted to attack Roger and Dr. Blake, but then it saw Hal and the eel, and it swam away quickly. They were all relieved and swam towards the boat together. Omo was waiting for them with a big rope. Omo threw the rope to Dr. Blake. Dr. Blake tied it round the eel's body and they took it from the water. Omo and Captain Ike put the eel into a special tank. They couldn't put it in the tank with the other sea specimens from the expedition because it was very aggressive and it might eat them. Skink stood far away from the team and watched. He didn't say a word.